Tantor Audio presents The Game and the Governess by Kate Noble. Narrated by Beverly A. Crick. Prologue. The light on the floor slanted grey. Another horrible dawn. But that was nothing new. Every day of the last 2 months had been horrible. However, today's dawn was the last that Phoebe Baker would spend here, in her little room at the little elegant school that had been her home for the past 5 years. She was already awake, already sitting on the bed, the grey wool cloak about her shoulders, covering up some of the unrelieved black of her gown. Which gown, Phoebe couldn't tell. Was it the one that used to have the stripes? Or the little flowered cambric? It didn't matter. All the pretty pinks and yellows of her wardrobe were now this awful, inky black. The only one she had refused to dye was her soft blue ball gown. Her father had given it to her in one of his fits of generosity, meant to be worn at her debut next year in London. She would never go to London now, never dance with young, handsome men, never be a part of that world. Who was she going to be? How was she going to be? And whom would she share it with now that her father was gone? In some respects, Phoebe had been lucky. Her father had paid her tuition at Mrs. Beveridge's school through the end of the term, so she had been able to stay until now, and their house had been enough to cover his debts, so she was not responsible for any further monies lost. Lost by his foolishness, lost by his trusting nature. Lost, she thought, as she crumpled the brief note she had found among her father's belongings on that last visit, because some men did not have the decency to clean up their own messes.